HarperCollins presents Christmas at the Log Fire Cabin by Katherine Ferguson. Read by Kristin Atherton. Prologue. When I woke, I knew, even before I drew back the curtains, that it had snowed overnight. The light was subtly different, and there was an eerie, muffled quality to the early morning sounds out in the village of Angleford, where the shop owners were gearing up for another chaotic, till-ringing day of pre-Christmas cheer and gift-buying. I slipped out of bed and crossed to the window. The snow glittered in the weak, early December sunlight, swathed like a smooth layer of white icing over our tiny front garden, making comical bulbous shapes out of the holly bush and the little rickety gate. Standing there, I thought of that other Christmas, long ago when I was 12. Our mad snowball fight. How I'd battled to keep the snowballs coming to defend myself, hurling them too soon in my excitement, so that they ended up as little more than puffs of snow rising up into the air. I remember squealing with laughter as icy water leaked down the back of my coat, my hands numb and raw with the cold because, despite Mum's best efforts, I wouldn't wear my gloves. The snow always brought the memories of that time flooding back. Not that I ever forgot. I tried to wipe it from my mind, pretend it didn't matter. But meeting my real dad when I was 12, only for him to turn his back on me, wasn't exactly the sort of thing you could blot out at will. I'd spent 4 days with him that Christmas, days that were full of kindness and laughter and learning all about exotic Italy, the place where he was born, and how to make the perfect snowball. Alessandro Bianchi made me feel that I was worth knowing. He'd listened intently to the things I told him about my life, and laughed at my jokes, such a stark contrast to the way my bullying stepfather, Martin, made me feel. Although it had happened years ago, I was 30 now, all grown up. I could still recall that breathless sense of wonder when Mum told me Alessandro was my real dad. I'd had a sense that I was on the brink of something really special, that a whole new life was opening up for me. How wrong I'd been. My insides clenched, and I turned away from the snowy scene. It never did me any good to think about the time my real dad came to visit, to linger on those few days I spent with him, as Mum stood by, wary and watching, like a hen protecting her chick. In my hopeful childhood innocence, I'd assumed it would be the start of something real and life-changing. But, in the end, those few days of Christmas turned out to be sparkling but transitory, like the snow itself. All too soon, they had melted away into nothing. Chapter 1. When I open the door to my best friend, Erin, she's standing there, trying not to smile and give the game away. But I can see by the sparkle in her green eyes that she has news. She flicks back her long blonde hair, as if to build up the drama. Then she whips something from behind her back and pushes it into my hands. "What's this?" I laugh. It's a beautiful scarlet apron, sprigged with a modern design of snow-white Christmas trees. "For me?" She nods gleefully. "For you, Poppy. You're going to need it. Mrs. Morelli wants you to cook for her on Saturday night." Her last few words are more of an excited squeal. I glance wide-eyed from her to the living room door. It's open just a crack.
"Are you mad?"
Her face falls a fraction.
"But why not? It's only a dinner party for 8.
I stare at her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?